previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's Algoa FM, your music, your world. Rowan Ash with Holy Ground. It is Simon B coming at you live from George in the Garden Route. And we have got somebody very, very special in the studio. She does God's work. Please welcome Karen Warnicker. Karen, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Simon B, and all the Algoa listeners.
Absolute pleasure. Now, Karen, you have volunteered at George Child and Family Welfare for the last 18 years. You put your heart, soul, and blood into the organization, self-appointed marketing manager as well, and ambassador. Tell us what it is you do for George Child and Family Welfare.
Well, Simon, it's too much to mention, but I am their dedicated volunteer, and I do as much marketing as possible wherever I go.
Yeah.
And I focus on the children.
Mm.
So I do crafts with them in the holidays, and at the moment I'm busy preparing our annual tea.
That's right, yes. It's happening down at Fancourt. It's one of your main fundraisers, am I right?
It's basically our only big fundraiser of the year. But just going to back to the tea.
Yeah.
It's our way of obviously raising money and awareness.
Mm.
Awareness is always key. But it's also very important for us to give back to the women of our community.
Mm.
So 300 ladies fight for tickets to come to our event, and it's already sold out.
Wow.
So, yes, our ladies are spoiled for a day. They're treated like a queen.
That's
a five-star meal,
yeah.
Goodie bags, prizes. You name it.
Excellent.
We get it.
And you raise enough money, and that money gets you quite far? Does that money get you far?
No, not really.
Not really.
Money doesn't go far these days.
It really and truly doesn't, eh? Mm. Yeah.
But last year we raised 100,000 rand, which was used for workshops this year and training. And we worked a lot with new projects that we launched in the community to help people recover from the after effects of COVID.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And your Facebook page, I know you're involved in the Facebook page a lot. Where can we find it, first of all? And when we get onto it, what are we going to find?
Okay, so I started the Facebook page about 12 years ago.
Okay.
It was my brainwave. I managed it completely on my own. And then last year, I handed it over to one of the child welfare staff. So she's running the Facebook page. It's George Child and Family Welfare.
Mm.
So please give us a like and follow, and you can see what we're up to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what can people donate towards? What are the best things for people to donate besides money, of course?
Okay, so we really, really appreciate ongoing support throughout the year, and it doesn't have to always be money.
Mm.
So, you know, we feed kids every day with our buddy program, which is a bus that goes into the community and looks after kids, offers them care, guidance, after-school support. So we've got Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our traveling toy library, so educational toys are always needed.
Wow.
And then we are the only organization open 24/7 for child abuse cases.
Mm.
So child protection services is always in need of things for that,
okay,
amongst the many other things that we do.
Mm.
Those are really our focus.
Wow. Must be quite, I mean, it must be very rewarding, but at the same time, that bit of heart-wrenching at the same time, eh?
Yeah, I think it's difficult because people want to close their eyes to the sadness and the ugliness of the world.
Absolutely.
And they don't want to see the sadness and things that happen to children.
Yeah. It's too much sometimes. Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
And that must actually be a little bit of a problem when it comes to gathering funds, né?
It is. I have dear friends that will say they'll rather support a dog. And I have an SPCA dog, and I support SPCA.
Yeah.
But I think it's easier to deal with animals than to deal with the ugliness of what happens to children.
Sure. Yeah, that is deep, eh? Goodness gracious. Now, the ladies' tea is happening in Fancourt on the 27th of July. Your tickets are all sold out. You're going to do very well this year. What is it that you would like to part with on this fine Thursday?
Okay, so I'd first like to share a funny little story about the ladies' tea. So many years ago, we invited Derek Watts to be our guest speaker, and he arrived, and I only met him at the function. I didn't see him before that.
Yeah.
And after the function, he said to me, this was a very nice tea. So I said, but Derek, you must go to a lot of these amazing functions. And he said, this is the best ladies' tea I've ever been to. So I often want to thank Derek. I know he's smiling at us today.
Bless but, Derek Watts, man. Yeah,
and this tea, on the 27th, we have another carte blanche presenter, Claire Mawisa, who's flying in from Joburg.
That's going to be good.
To join us for the ladies' tea.
Super. That's really nice. Yeah,
so thank you to her for giving her time.
So there we go. Listen, we are really looking forward to the event. We're looking forward to the pictures. And it's been an absolute honor and pleasure having you here today. Is there anything you want to add before we say goodbye? We covered everything.
One last thing.
Yay!
Our focus for this year, Ladies Tea, and for the whole year, is rape crisis.
Okay.
And we would like to collect baby nappies, sanitary towels, unscented soap and face cloths, hand cream, or lip ice, a sweetie but not a chocolate, colouring in book and crayons or notepad and a pen, boys and girls and women's underwear.
Okay.
One doesn't think that boys get abused, but sadly they do. And any shopping bags that we can pack goodies into, and a soft toy or a teddy, which is more than a toy but a comfort to a child in crisis. And lastly, roll-on deodorant.
There
if anyone can help with that or make a pledge, you can please email info@georgechildwelfare.co.za or call our office 044-874-0424 to get involved.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. We'll speak to you soon.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.